This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Okay. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us, class. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. So, Gwyneth, this is all you're doing because you called me yesterday, last night, and you were mentioning the internship programs and what's, you know, how they're not happening and how they need to happen and how young people need to be encouraged. And I'm with you. I am absolutely with you. I am in your camp. I totally agree. You have some comments about all these things that I've said in the last, you know, hour or so.
Yeah. Here in this state, in Victoria and Australia, we've had the misfortune to have been run by communists for the last 10 or 15 years. And it's resulted in the apprenticeship system being almost totally destroyed. And, you know, any sort of industry is kind of hard to get established. There's that much red tape and government certifications. If anyone thinks that they're going to vote the socialists in and that it's all going to be happy, merry, star time, then they're on another planet, okay? Every time that communists get put in, or socialists or left-wing types get put into a government, they invent work for bureaucrats because that's what they are and that's what they do. They, you know, they really are not into people actually working. They are into taking money off people who seem to have it and giving it to their friends, whoever their friend might be at that particular time. And usually their friends are people who don't really deserve it or don't really have the skills to manage it properly. And their friends could be their crony cousins down the road or, you know, a certain class of people or whatever. But around here, in this part of the state, the unemployment rate is around about 25%, okay? Now, to put that in context, even in the depths of the Great Depression, the unemployment rate was never more than 10%, even in the depths of the Great Depression. So that means we've got an economic situation here now in this part of the state. That's not across the whole state. It's just this part of the state that is around about 1.5 times worse than it ever was at the deepest part of the Great Depression. You go into town and there are empty storefronts everywhere, okay? The only employer in town is really the supermarket. And every kid in town is falling over themselves to get a job stacking groceries into the shelves at the local supermarket. And the people who own the local supermarket, this is in Wedderburn, I don't think that they're very nice people. Okay, they've been rather rude to me in the past. And the staff who work there often, they're nice people. They're not the problem. Okay, but the management really, really stinks. And, you know, and they also happen to own the hardware. And once again, the staff and the hardware are wonderful. But, you know, the people who own it seem to be aware of the fact that they have a monopoly, that there's not another grocery store for 20 miles in any direction, and that's just how it is. And when you are the only supermarket for 20 miles in any direction, you get this sense of entitlement begins to creep in unless you're really, really, really careful. But it's like, what hope is there for any child growing up in that sort of situation? Farm kids, they can still, you know, they can work on the farm, they can live on the farm, they can help to round up dad's sheep and learn the livestock trade and such like and so forth, you know. They can learn how to, you know, go and put in a wheat crop and, you know, they can learn how to, you know, apply the Roundup or whatever it is that they apply to the wheat crop. But they can learn their trade. You know what I mean? But for any kids in town, the situation is just depressing. And you wonder why in these small rural communities that there's such drug problems, that there's such alcohol problems, that there's such domestic violence problems, to where I would not live in one of these country towns if you paid me to. And that's not even getting into the corrupt police. You know, I had a friend recently, she had a situation develop in her place in the middle of the night at about 3 a.m. She had a man in a dress appear on, this man in a dress lived next door to her, and he woke up about, you know, in the middle of the night and decided that she was the cause of all the problems in his life. And proceeded to start throwing rocks through her windows and threatening to kill her. And she dialed the emergency number in our country, the equivalent of 911. And the police, you know, the emergency dispatcher basically told her that everything was going to be okay, but that no police would be available to come and see her until the morning because they were all asleep. How's that?
We don't dial 911. We dial AR-15.
Yeah. She used to work as a security guard, and I really think that this particular person might be regretting the fact that she doesn't have a firearm at the moment. Because guns are so difficult to obtain in this country.
In Australia.
She lives on a suburban section.
And I've got a couple comments about what you said.
Yeah.
Okay, here they are. When I was a teacher, I was teaching high school at the time in Virginia, and I was approached by the boss, and he said, you know, are you interested in tenure? I said, no, I don't want tenure. Tenure is for lazy people. And I mean it. See, if I had tenure, I could tend to be lazy because I could say things like, well, this is like the government. You know, unless I'm a serial rapist, I can't be fired, right? Right. So tenure is for the lazy. So I was not interested in tenure. And I was, you know, I was not willing to say, well, I did a good job last week, so you need to, you know, you owe it to me to stay on board this week because I did a good job last week. It has nothing to do with this week. This week's a new week. All right, that's one thing. Another thing is, I was a computer consultant for several counties in Virginia, as the class knows, and in one of these assignments, I built a computer lab at a high school setting, which was really interesting. And this computer lab was to be used to teach skills like computerized drafting. Now, why was I building this lab? Well, I didn't know it at the time, but this lab was because they were phasing out other instruction. What kind of other instruction? Automotive repair, masonry, electricity, meaning wiring houses and commercial buildings, framing, carpentry, and cosmetology. So they're going to phase out those trades in favor of keyboard and mouse. So You know, you don't have to lift bricks. You don't have to mix mortar. You don't have to avoid being shocked when you're wiring, you know, electrical circuits in homes and businesses. And you don't have to get dirty and wet, you know, working on plumbing. You can sit behind a keyboard and click away and type away. That's where it's at. That's the skills that we need for the future. That's what these students were led to believe. Really? So now the skills that we need are the ones that we stopped teaching, which were masonry, automotive repair, electricity, plumbing, framing, carpentry, and the like. So we have done a huge disservice, and we've entrusted the futures of our children when we place them in the public training camp to these people who say, you know what, we don't need to teach these. It's too hard. You know, plumbing is too hard. Framing is too hard. The trade skills, that's way too hard. You can get hurt being a mechanic. No kidding. Yeah, you can. But you can be safe about it, too. So what we've done is we've eliminated a lot of this training in the schools, and now we don't have people who know how to do the things that we need to have done. Because our educational system has destroyed the training that we need. And yet, we're paying more. We pay almost $10,000 a year here in our little county in Nowhere, Missouri, per year, per student, to be educated from kindergarten through the 12th grade. Just under, I mean just a couple hundred dollars less than $10,000 a year to educate these children. And we are removing the training that they really need in favor of feel-good stuff. In favor of feel-good stuff. It's an outrage. So what do you do? Okay, am I complaining? Yeah. So, but I'm also going to tell you what to do. So you run for the school board. And then you start firing people. You start firing the principals and the superintendents who are doing a bad job. And you replace them with qualified candidates. That's what you do. You find teachers who are, you know, on tenure, who are not doing a good job. And you say, I'll tell you what, I don't care whether you're in tenure or not. We don't recognize that anymore. We just abandon tenure. You don't have a job for life. You're not doing a good job. By the way, you're fired. That's what you do. And in Virginia, they used to write articles about me in the local paper, you know, the once-a-week paper. And they had a fictitious guy, and his name was Firem, F-I-R-E-M. Why? Because I'd say, if that guy worked for me, I'd fire him. So they started writing stories about this guy who was in this fictitious town and a fictitious character, and his name was Firem. And who were they talking about? Me. Because I would. I would. When people don't do their jobs, you fire them. You know, first you encourage them, and if that doesn't seem to work, you fire them. Beth, I'd love to hear your comments when we come back.
Okay.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it. Others don't.
We're good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Gwyneth, any comments about what I talked about, what's happening to the public school training camp?
Okay. At this point, I don't think there's any need for them anymore, at least not in the secondary college area. Because whatever you need to know, you can learn it from the internet and YouTube, basically. Mm-hmm. Once you learn how to read and write and do basic sums, like addition, subtraction, division, multiplication, and maybe algebra, what need is there for you to go to school? It's a babysitting service, nothing more and nothing less, you know. And you know, the thing is that it's a symptom of what's happened to our whole society. The whole society is so fractured. Okay, I can guarantee that if they shut every single public high school in the country tomorrow, that there would be utter chaos, because these children don't know how to manage themselves, and they would be on the streets, they would be breaking things, they would be damaging things, they wouldn't be sitting at home learning how to drop out a transmission on YouTube, that is for sure, because nobody has ever taught them any basic survival skills at all. And when I was in New Zealand many, many years ago as a teenager, there was a fellow there, and he had a course that he was running. And this course was designed to help troubled teenagers. They were mostly Māori teenagers, and they had dropped out of the formal education system, and they were teetering on the brink of, entering into some sort of life of crime and gangs, which was just, rampant in Rotorua at the time, and probably still is. depending on what part of Rotorua that you go to, of course. The tourist parts of Rotorua are great, and I would absolutely encourage everybody to go there, but there's parts of Rotorua that, at that time were pretty rough. And what this man was, he was a Māori man, and he said, right, I'm going to get these boys, and I'm going to teach them the skills of being an ancient Māori warrior. Okay, I'm going to teach them how to do the Māori war dance, and I'm going to teach them how to use the traditional Māori weapons like the taiaha, which is a cross between a staff and a spear, and the patu, which is a club, and I'm going to, I'm going to teach them how to survive out in the forest. And, they are going to be at the end of that. They are going to be initiated into the tribe as men. And do you know what? The government actually shut his course down. You know why? They thought he was being mean to these young men. By teaching them some simple martial arts skills, and some simple bush survival skills, and some simple work ethic skills. Like, this is how you dig a hole, and this is how we used to cook food, which is basically dig a hole, put some river rocks in the bottom of it, light a giant bonfire, so that the rocks heat up. That process takes about 3 hours. And then you, when the fire dies down, then you shovel the coals across to one side, and then you put the baskets of food in, and you cover them with wet sacks, and then you bury it, and then you come back 3 hours later. So after 7 hours, you've got a really, really, really amazing hot dinner for the whole tribe. So that's how they used to cook every day. he taught them how to do that. That is called work. Okay.
Yeah, it is work. It's a little different from being behind a keyboard.
Yeah, it is. One of my friends went through that course. And he passed, and he's now a great guy.
We'll be right back.
He has a life, he has a child, a wife, and a family. And a job.
Yep, we'll be right back.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it, others don't.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At day two of his confirmation hearing before a U.S. Senate panel, U.S. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh tries to clarify his standing on presidential power and Democratic concerns that he has suggested that a president can't be indicted.
Here's the bottom line point. There were ideas for Congress to consider. They were not my constitutional views. If a case came up, that where someone was trying to say this is a constitutional principle, I would have a completely open mind on that, because I've never taken a position on the Constitution on that question. I've only put out proposals for you all.
There's a staging area set up for sick passengers aboard an Emirates Airlines jet in New York. Dozens of them reported getting sick aboard the flight from Dubai this morning. It's about to land at JFK International. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
take my
when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and she's in Australia. So, class, I believe we have the very first transcontinental off-grid broadcast end to end. Both ends of this broadcast are off-grid, powered by the sun. And I believe we were the first to do that. Gwyneth, do you have a topic that you'd also like to share with us, or do you want me to talk about something else that's wrong with America?
No, I'll sort of segue onto something that's kind of related to what we were talking about. Just quickly, people might be wondering what Maori cultural skills have to do with earning a living. But in Rotorua, in New Zealand, in the place where this program was operating, if you were a young Maori man or a young Maori woman and you had a knowledge of your culture, you could find work in the tourism industry, okay, because it is a resort town. And people come from all over the world to go to Rotorua to have a traditional Maori feast and to watch the Maori performers and to, you know, have a really good hot bath. So if anybody thinks that these performers can just, you know, put on the grass skirt and just go out there and perform, they have got another thing coming, because I know these performers, I know some of them personally, and that is their life. They train from when they are little kids to do these dances and these songs. And, you know, that it's a performance. It is a skill. It is an art. I just thought I would clarify that in case there was anyone who, you know, was curious to know how somebody knowing how to wield a traditional Maori war weapon was going to earn a living in the modern world. That's how they earn a living. Because the taiaha is also a cultural thing, and it's a part of the ceremony. It's a part of having tourists come into the tribal land in a proper way. Okay. Anyway, on a slightly different but not really different topic, I think I sent you an email, Vincent, about another group that was diverting young men away from a violent future by teaching them traditional cultural skills. And that was that the young Muslim gentlemen who were being taught by one of their imams how to handle horses, Arabian horses. And that this group of imams had actually bought a farm and were setting up a horse facility on the farm with the idea of being able to divert their young people away from the future of, like, strapping bombs onto themselves and going into public places and blowing themselves up. And teaching them horsemanship, traditional Arabian horsemanship skills. And, you know something, if that was happening in my municipality, I would be, wow, that's absolutely wonderful. That's great. I'm so happy for them. You know, that these people are keeping their culture alive. And they're teaching a useful skill. Do you think that the municipality was in favour of that and was helping them and giving them a pat on the back and going, yay, woohoo, let's teach the Arabs something useful? Were they doing that? Nah. The council was trying to shut them down. Now, I don't know what it's like in America, but around here, basically, if a bunch of Muslims show up and they want to do just about anything, they get given a free pass. They are somehow not required to keep to all the standards that we're all, you know, that are all drummed into us. Oh, except if you're actually peaceful, if you're actually, running a horse facility and teaching your young people your own traditional cultural skills that are associated with your culture in a non-violent way, then somehow it's absolutely not okay. How's that? Amazing, isn't it? I forget the exact details of where this was. I think you probably have the email in front of you, though, so maybe you can fill in there. I think it was in Queensland, wasn't it?
I don't have it in front of me, Gwyneth, but I was, you know, as you're saying this, I was thinking about who are the people that we used to look up to. Okay? We used to look up to the principal, you know, the school principal. We used to look up to the doctor. We used to look up to the priest. Well, I was looking at this article, and it's from CBS Local in Miami, Florida. And the headline is, quote, "There are no tints on the window," end quote. Miami Beach police, after two priests caught performing sex act in car. So the Miami police are saying, yo, guys, you know, these two homos, I don't know if you can say homos on the air, these two homosexuals were engaged in performing sex acts. Here it is. Miami Beach. Two Chicago area police were charged Monday with lewd and lascivious behavior and indecent exposure after being caught performing a sexual act inside the car parked on a Miami Beach street. According to Miami Beach police, 39-year-old Diego Barrio and 30-year-old Edwin Cortez were in the front seat of a car performing, I'm not going to say what, okay? Police got the call about this lewd and lascivious behavior taking place on Ocean Drive. When the officers arrived, the police report states the two were going at it, those are my words, in full view of the public passing by on Ocean Drive and the sidewalk. And this is near where children play.
Broad daylight, right?
Broad daylight. Well, yes, 3 o'clock in the afternoon in broad daylight. These two guys are going at it. So now the Pope, I guess, is going to have to explain why this was happening. And these are people whom we used to have faith in, trust in, and look up to. Now, if we're not careful, we might look down on them through the untinted window and see something that we really don't want to see. How did we get to this point where we have
That's
people...
just sad.
Yeah.
That's tragic. It really, really is.
Yep, and the police are saying, y'all don't have tinted windows. maybe that's another thing. You know, cops like to have tinted windows on their cars, right? And their SUVs. But they don't want
them.
Yeah. I wonder what they're doing. My imagination's running wild here.
Just make wild guesses.
I guess the point is, we're falling down.
I could say something. At least they weren't engaging people under the age of 18 in these cars doing those sorts of behaviours. It's about the only mitigating factor there. My jaw's dropping on the ground.
I'm just imagining the reaction. By these two homosexual priests, when the cop is tapping on their window, hey, and then they look up and what?
As if there's nothing wrong in the whole world with what they're doing.
That's what I mean.
And it's not a thing of gay bashing, because if it was a man. If it was a priest and a man, our reaction would be exactly the same.
Gosh, we're really falling down.
Some things are just not acceptable to do in a car park at 3 p.m. in the afternoon.
Yeah. So, I don't know what else to say about that.
Realize this. You know, it's... if this is that rainbow-coloured society that they've all got planned out for us, I'm not sure I want to be a part of it.
Oh, I agree.
Basically.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
It's a society where young people, they don't have any skills, they don't want to work, they, you know, if anybody who is an elder in the community wants to set up a program to teach the young people their relevant cultural skills, whether those relevant cultural skills are teaching people how to fix cars or train horses or do traditional dances and make traditional food so that you can feed the tourists and earn some money, and so that people can have a good time. You know, it's the same thing all over the world. So if anyone is trying to set up anything like this, we are hammered. We are absolutely hammered. They do not want to leave anybody alone. They don't want anybody to be independent. They don't want anybody to be able to do things on their own. And just the way that they are hammering at the moment the Amish milk farmers, you know, the Amish goat keepers and cow keepers, it's just, you know, what planet are these people on? That is like that they willfully want to destroy our entire economy and any hope that we might have for a future. And I think we need to just start ignoring these people. Just peacefully ignoring them when they come to our gates. And then just, you know, gathering in a group when we see them harassing our neighbours and just going over there and just standing in the driveway and saying, actually, we're not going to let you do that.
My name is Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Of the 500 passengers reported. Plane was quarantined in New York after it landed JFK this morning at 9:10 a.m. With 10 people taken to the hospital.
People.
What was that?
The sick people on the plane, was there any details about that coming through?
Well, I'm going to read most of the article and we'll see if we can get to that point. So the Port Authority police at the Center for Disease Control and Prevention were waiting in a staging area to check passengers. Just 10 passengers were taken. In a statement, Emirates, the airline, said just 10 passengers were taken ill on the Dubai to New York flight. According to reports, the passengers became ill with fevers over 100 degrees and coughing. And so their temperatures were taken. And they're not let off the plane, okay? Some were taken off the plane, but everybody else was told to stay. Now, think about that, class. So you're on this plane, and people are coughing and hacking, and you're told, well, you know, some people are being taken to the hospital, so don't get out of your seat. That's what happened. That's what happened. So how do you prevent this? You don't get on the airplane. Vinny doesn't fly. Why? Because of situations like this. Vinny does not want to be held hostage in an aluminum can because of something beyond Vinny's control. Okay? So how did this happen? I don't know. Was it deliberate? Was it terrorism? Was it just somebody sick who got everybody else sick? I don't know. I don't know, but I'm not going to get involved in it because I'm not going to fly. I am not going to be held hostage by the airport, the airplane, TSA. I'm not going to be held hostage. So if you're concerned about this, don't fly. Don't fly. I mean, how many people do you hear say, well, you know, it's faster. It's faster to fly. You know, take me twice as long to drive. Okay. So it takes twice as long. I don't want to be left without a car or transportation. So Vinny drives. And when Vinny travels with somebody else, Vinny drives. Why? Because Vinny knows the condition of his cars. He knows whether they're going to make it or not, or the likelihood of them making it or not. I know, because I work on them. I do pre-takeoff inspections. I check what I can before I leave. Every time. Gwyneth, are you concerned about being held hostage in this kind of a situation?
Well, my concern is, why did they not, mid-flight, when they began to get people sick on the plane, why did they not just make that aircraft do a U-turn when it was, you know, in its holding pattern at JFK and return to Dubai?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'll tell you what, that airplane has landed, presumably. Okay?
Yep.
The doors were opened, presumably.
Yep.
And if there's any contagion on there, it's already in the air. And if it's a situation, there's a novel that everybody ought to read by Stephen King called The Stand.
Oh, wow.
Okay?
You're right.
And if it's this sort of situation, as is portrayed in that novel, then this could go south very quickly. There's some really, really, really contagious bugs out there, and a lot of them happen to come from the Middle East and North Africa.
Yep.
Yep.
There you go. Gwyneth, thank you so much for being with us today. Class, she's talking about The Stand, and there's a video if you'd like to watch it. Gwyneth, thank you so much.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.